you got your Bible tonight, I want to just share a few verses of Scripture with you. I want to read out of Hebrews chapter number 12. And just a few verses that really were on my heart and my mind as I study, and something I was meditating on today. It's Hebrews chapter 12. I want to read the first three verses. Now, I got a boy that I talk about a lot when I'm preaching, and he's wanting his license. Y'all have heard me say that. But something that came up that he was talking about this past week really started to stick in my heart and my mind. I'll tell you why I'm going to read this scripture. But he was talking about reading all the signs. That's what he said. He said, you know, the signs are just common sense. You see the stop sign, and it means stop. And you see the sign like this, that means curvy road ahead. You know, the caution sign, that means caution. And he started going through that stuff. And I began to think about all the signs. And then this verse of Scripture came to my heart and my mind. But you know, there are times in our life that we need to be able to see the signs. You know, and you could say, if you look at this scripture, we're going to talk about taking heed. But how many times have you seen a sign that says, do not enter? Do not cross. Caution. Danger. Wrong way. No trespassing. No admittance. And I hate this one. No hunting. Warning. Here's another one I don't like. I'll watch for this one. Beware of dog. But you know, I want to read this scripture to you, and I want you to think about that. And think about what this scripture means and what it says. But it says in Hebrews chapter 12, and verse number 1, it says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, you know, we're in this thing for a while, okay? It's not like, you know, you just go and, you know, you got a short journey or a short trek. But we're here for a while. Now, Brother Joe mentioned something a minute ago that, you know, even if we live another 20 years, that's not that long of a time. And I'm beginning to understand that now. I went to talk to the insurance man the other day, and I had to renew my car insurance. And, you know, I don't know why it costs so much, but it costs too much. I had my house, and I asked him about some life insurance. I said, but I don't want none of this term stuff. I want whole life. And he said, well, how much do you want to pay? And he asked me my age. And I looked at him. I said, well, $5 a month. He said, well, you should have come when you was five. That was his response. But, you know, I'm beginning to realize that there's a lot of years of working and doing. I mean, I got kids that are grown and having children, and I'm even getting stuff in the mail about retirement. And I realized that it's kind of like I heard Brother Perry say, you turn 25 and you turn around twice and you're 55. So it turns faster and it's faster. Now, realizing that, I think it's very important, and I go back to these young people, that we recognize where they're at in these years. And we do everything that we can to make these years a blessing to them. Okay? But what about me and what about us? I mean, I'm not a teen anymore. And I want to give you this scripture in Hebrews chapter 2, and verse number 1 through verse number 3. And this is primarily the scripture I want to talk about tonight. But it says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense or a fair repayment of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? This verse here says we ought to give the more earnest heed. Now, taking heed means paying attention. You know, it tells us that we ought to watch for the danger signs. I heard a preacher come and preach, and he was the preacher that was actually on the Fireproof movie. He was the dead, and he came to Macklin and preached. And his name, I believe it was Malcolm Harris, was the guy that played in the movie. And we had a class that he gave that we went to, and he talked about basically a lot of these same scriptures that I'm reading. But this is one thing he said, and it's just real simple. He said, you should never think that you're above falling, because every one of us, and this is exactly the way he said it, he said, we're one step from stupid. And he kept repeating that, and he kept using that, and of course he had a lot of scripture. But when I look at this scripture, you know, just because we've been walking with the Lord for a period of time, what we have to be careful about is we'll get complacent. It's kind of like the person, you ever seen those iron workers and they get out on those beams and they start walking? Yeah. And they're walking out there on that iron, or, you know, we had some guys come and build a little structure inside of our building, and they were walking around on top of the trusses. And I've seen people do things like this. If you're not careful, you get to the point that you're not paying enough attention. I can remember when I was younger doing some of that stuff, getting up on scaffolds and riding stages and doing things now, I'll be honest with you, that I don't think I have the nerve to do anymore. But when I think back on it and some of the things that I did, and the fact that back, you know, then there really wasn't a whole lot of OSHA rules and safety requirements and all those things, I could have got hurt. And, you know, when we look at people who are not paying attention, it's like someone that's driving 85 miles an hour in the fast lane on 285. You ever seen them come by you? And they just come zooming by, and they got one hand on the wheel, and they got one hand like this, and a lot of times they're even trying to write as they come by you running about 85. And they're not but about this far from the wall. One hand on the wheel, life in the fast lane. Just like that, they could be into the wall. And that's sometimes the way people even live their Christian life. They're not taking heed to the things that they've heard. Now, what happens to someone who's not paying attention? Number one, we have an instruction book. And I know that men don't like to read instructions. You get a trampoline, you can put it together without the instructions. You sure don't need it for a bicycle. But sometimes, you know, you see people and they act as if they've never read the instruction book. And if you ask them, and we've got this book, here's the next question: are we following it? You got to follow it. Now, I have to admit, there's been times, I'm just the typical male, I'll get something and I'll be into it and it's not going right, and I have to go back and look in the garbage and get the instructions out. And I have to get it figured out. But you have to follow the instructions. Now, if you've ever thought about it, it's kind of like this. Could you imagine packing a parachute and having parts left over? And somebody looking at the parachute and they say, well, you put that one on right there. I packed it for you. Had these parts left over right here, but you'll probably be all right. That's almost like taking someone that's not taking heed to the instructions that's written in the Word of God and then wondering why things are not going right. You know, I did a brake job on an old Toyota that I drive. The reason y'all hadn't seen me driving it is because I messed it up. I like driving that old red truck. But I did a brake job on the back of it, and when I got into it and I tore it down, the wheel cylinders were leaking bad. And I did not want, and I knew I needed to replace them, but I did not want to take the time to go get them. It's messy. You got to replace them. You got to bleed the brakes. Some of you know that, and you're like, yeah, I know why you don't want to do it. And I didn't want to do it. But I fixed that thing, and it lasted about 3 or 4 months. I was going down the road, and I started hearing noise over here in this back wheel. And what had happened is it was shooting so much brake fluid out that it actually broke some of the parts inside the wheel. And they come loose, and I knew I didn't have the brakes that I needed to have. And then when I tore it down, I had a bigger job. Because now the parts that had come loose had destroyed the drum. I had to replace the brake shoes, which were big, heavy brake shoes, had to break down and go ahead and go get the wheel cylinders, but also had to go buy hardware kits. Now, what is that? That's more parts that go in there that hold all that stuff together. Now, could you imagine somebody doing a brake job for you and saying, well, I had a couple of springs left over, but I think you'll be all right. That's what it's like when we say that we love God and we believe God's word. What it really means is you got to take it all. You can't just take part of it and leave it. And if you don't take heed to what God's word tells you, it'll happen to you. And you say, well, it won't happen to me. I've seen it happen to a lot of good people. You know, when I hear of someone who is a preacher or a televangelist falling, I don't gloat in that. You know, when what happened to Jimmy Swaggart happened to him, and some of you remember that, that was tragic to Christianity. But there are a lot of people that are standing up before others, and there's an example of this in the Word of God, a man named Solomon, who was so wise, and God had blessed him so much, gave him so much wisdom, and he penned it down in the book of Proverbs, in the book of Ecclesiastes, but he wasn't heeding the words that he was allowed by God to send forth to you and I. Because he had 700 wives and 300 concubines, and every time he married one, he brought a different god into the kingdom and built a house for him. I want to give you a verse of scripture of what Paul said. And he said this about himself. And this is something that we need to take heed of in our own lives. What Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. And it goes back to running the race. And it's verse number 24. He says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. But look at what he says in this next verse. He says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. He said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now we come into the house of the Lord, and I love being in the house of God. I love God's word. But we need to use caution in our lives and not take for granted the grace that God's given us. It's like take heed. Be careful. Pay attention. Don't think that it cannot happen to you. Now I want to give you a verse of scripture in Proverbs chapter number 16. You know, the Bible warns us about pride. And sometimes you'll hear me talk about it. But in Proverbs chapter number 16 and verse number 18, it says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. You ever see anybody smoking on their chest and saying, well, I thank God that I'm not like that. That's like that old Pharisee when he looked over at that publican. I've heard them out in the churchyard say, well, I thank God my kids are not as rowdy as them. And then I look around and you haven't raised them all yet. We need to understand what the will of God is. Let's go to Ephesians chapter number 5 and look at one more place. I want God to give me wisdom. Wisdom that'll let me walk. Wisdom that gives me foresight. Wisdom that helps me recognize the enemy. Wisdom that helps me be able to stand beyond myself. Let's accept this and understand this. In ourselves, we're not strong. In ourselves, we're not great. We're not good. If we're anything, it's because of Jesus. Amen. I want God to give me the wisdom and understanding that I'll know exactly what I'm facing in this world. In Ephesians chapter number 5, beginning in the 14th verse, it says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Now that word circumspectly, it means cautiously. Well, what does cautiously mean? It means being aware of your surroundings. It means heeding all of the signs. Now, you think about this for just a minute. Go back to driving. What good would it do you to know what all the signs mean if you don't heed the signs? You ever been at an intersection that traffic is lined up turning and there's a yield sign, and when traffic breaks, they're supposed to yield and let you turn in? You ever been sitting there and it's your turn and you turn in and somebody blows a horn at you like you're doing something wrong? And I've heard that Paulding County stop sign means yield. No, it means stop. But when people don't heed the signs, what good do the signs do? Let's look at our lives. If we have the Word of God and it tells us that there are rewards for being obedient and following God, we need to heed the signs and we need to be cautious that we see them. And then in the 16th verse, it says, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." And that's what I want in my life. This is another one of those verses right here, 16th and the 17th verse, that I got pinned on my wall at work. Because I live in the world. And you know, if you go to the 17th chapter of John where God prayed, Jesus Christ prayed for us. He said, Father, I pray for them, not that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from evil. And I think the key, and this is something that God gave me, the key for us, is to take heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And if we do, understand God's merciful and God's gracious. The Bible says if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But what we have to be careful of is not being lifted up in pride, saying, "That's not me, I'm not like that," and condemning others to the extent that if we have a failure, we can't recover from it. See, I know a preacher that's like that. He used to preach revivals and he had power with God and he preached such great messages. But he was harsh and he was very hard on people. And he was very hard on certain things. And it was so much so, one day he had failure in his own life. And when he had failure in his own life, he couldn't recover. And I remember my dad, when my dad was a pastor, and he used to get this man to preach a lot of revivals, my dad went and seen him, and he said, "Look, you can come back. You can come. We'll take you at our church." You know, a lot of churches, if you fail, you're out. Okay? Dad said, "You can come back." You know what the man said? He said, "I can't come back." And he said, "Why?" This is what the preacher said. He said, "I was too hard on other people." Now, when we see God's word, we need to heed it. We need to pay attention to it, lest at any time we should let it slip. But we need to understand, we are what we are by the grace of God. Amen. And if we want to stand, we need to take this instruction book and follow the book. Now, this is one instruction book that I want. And here's why. What happens when you don't take heed? You hurt. Not only do you hurt, but your family hurts, your children hurt, your loved ones hurt. Because what you do doesn't just affect you, but it affects other people. Amen. Now, we are what we are by the grace of God. Amen. And I believe that He wants us to keep us close to Him.